Nemo on the spotlight. Hang on, you can give us... Right, whatever you want to give us. Let's do something. Can we do the... That's what you're comfortable doing? Let's do something like new. Do the MS Volcano. Do you know that song? You know that? Avram, we did that. MS
Volcano.
Oh, you gotta sing Avram.
You
can't sing.
No, Momo, no, don't take away the guitar from Momo.
I think it's a high
priority. Yeah. What? You guys know it?
Please.
You know it?
What do we do? No, you know the words? Or Rachel Imenu. Mama Rachel Kreiman. I don't know if we want to do Avram. We'll prepare for Avram. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Morty's been getting so good.
Morty's what? What do you have? You know how to do it? And you could sing it? Okay, great. Let's do it. Go. Follow us. Go. Whoa, whoa. Shalom.
learned Sunshine.
Oh yeah? Okay, so you learned Sunshine. It's one of my favorites.
No. If you turn it, the camera's gonna go.
No, not the camera. There's a little round black piece. Restart.
We can give it a shot. If not, we can also use it for something else. Or the way you know. The way you know it works like that. Yeah, just go for it.
The music doesn't go.
What?
Open?
Yeah, then go.
Keep on moving to the first place of dawn. Keeping it on till the day shines on. Running to the night time comes it on. All along I keep singing my song. I say, this phase is always, sometimes I get so crazy, but you know that I always stay, cause you're my light through the ages. It's time for a champion, to the soul of the land, mend the heart from the sea and the sand, until the sun comes up again. It's time for a champion, to the soul of the land. You reach for the sky, keep your eye on the prize. Forever in my mind, be my golden sunshine. It's raining in your mind, so push them out the side. Forever by my side, be my golden sunshine. This sunset, I let myself down. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's begin a little bit. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Avraham. As we continue the journey of Avraham Avinu, the theme of Avraham, one of the themes of Avraham Avinu is doing for others. As Yossel was asking, what the title of this, maybe we'll do this tomorrow, the title of today's shiur, I would say, is Lose Yourself. Ooh. To lose yourself, exactly. Lose yourself. The reason I'm saying lose yourself is because it's ironic. It's very ironic. Avraham Avinu is a paradox a little bit for us to understand. Because Avraham Avinu is the quintessential, which means, that word means like the ultimate giver. Someone who's in pain. Someone who's in ultimate, the incredible pain of having a bris milah on the third day. It's hot outside. And Hashem bedavka wants Avram to take care of himself. He bedavka wants Avram to heal and to take care of himself. And the lesson that Avraham Avinu teaches us, and we learn from this, is to reinvent himself. And that he's never satisfied. Avraham Avinu is never satisfied with just himself. He wants to spread. Ahaveyu al abriyas. He wants to spread love. He wants to share with the world. He wants to be a light unto the nations, as he is the paradigm of what the Jewish people are. What the Jewish people are, and that's why they hate us. The reason they hate us so much is because we represent giving to the world. We represent medicine, giving, finding medical, new medicine treatments. We represent businesses, creating new businesses, opportunities. I don't have all the list of all the things that the Jewish people, that Klal Yisrael does for the world. Does for the world. That also. What we've done for the world. What we do for the world. What we do for the world. What the Jewish people is a microcosm. It comes from Avraham Avinu. Now the irony of Avraham Avinu, it's something we speak about, which I'm going to ask everyone to put it to the side during this year, because we talk a lot about codependence and making sure you're taking care of yourself. Now, this is a strand within that, which means that when you're able to let go of yourself, when you're able to reinvent yourself, the line starts like this. The misery of to be certainly miserable. I'd rather be certainly miserable than have the misery of uncertainty. Let me explain what that means. It's not just a play on words, but to be certainly miserable. I'd rather be certainly miserable, the certainty of misery, which means I know what my problems are. I know who I am. I'm totally focused in myself, than to be uncertain, miserably uncertain. What does that mean? The unknown. When I change, when I grow, when I reinvent myself, it's uncomfortable because I'd rather be me. Imagine looking in the mirror and seeing a different person. You'd scream. You'd say, who is that person? Because I want consistency. I want to be who I was yesterday. But how ironic it is that we're trying to not be who I was yesterday. I'm trying to really be fresh and new and live a new life. Avraham Avinu is the quintessential forgetting about his past. Smash your rearview mirror. Don't look at your past. Right? That's one of the reasons they say your windshield going forward is bigger than your rearview mirror. I love the example of the guy who's driving a motorcycle. He's got a motorcycle. He doesn't even have time to have his rear view mirrors because...
Chewy!
Right, Chewy?
Chewy!
When you're driving, is that true as someone who drives a motorcycle? When you are really driving and you have a mission and you have a goal, you don't have time to look at your rear view mirrors, first of all, because you know that no one's in your... No, we all... No, keep on going. Keep on going.
Chewy,
very good. So when you're driving a motorcycle, why is it when you're driving a motorcycle, you don't have that rear view mirror because you're so busy headed somewhere? I'm so busy changing. I'm so busy growing. I'm so letting go of yesterday. I'm so letting go of this morning. I'm so letting go of my last year for sure. For sure. And the difficulty, the challenge, and what separates people who, when they're 18, 19, 20, that's why your age is so, so important. It's so, so important when you're 18, 19, 20, this time period in your life. It's so important because this is when you really break out of your mother, your father, your family. This is when you're lech lecha, me'artzecha, mulatcha, me'savicha. To where? Ela aretz asher areka. To the land. And where does it go to? It goes to Avram Avinu getting out of his pain, his own pain. You look at Bar Avram. Look at Bar Avram. Look what Bar Avram is doing. What's Bar Avram doing? I'm sure he has so much to heal. I'm sure he has so much pain that he has, that he carries. And what is he doing? Oh, it's interesting. I just thought about his name. His name is Avraham. Bar Avraham. I just thought about that. What is Bar Avraham ben Julia? What is he doing? Every other day, there's another video of him talking about Klal Yisrael, doing for the Jewish people. What happens is, ready? This is what happens. When a person is depressed, and when a person is not doing things, and a person is not living the life that he wants to live, where is his head? How is he a depressed person? How does a depressed person physically, what does he do? He's like this. A depressed person is in himself. He's all about himself. He's all about himself. A depressed person is so caught up with himself. He's not able to let go and to do something for someone else. He's not able to live a mission for somebody else, for something else, for my wife, for my children, for my future, for the Jewish people. Avram Avinu, this week's parasha, is in the most pain. He's in so much pain. How does a person who is in so much pain lift himself up out of the pain? Any of you here, and I would love to hear from you right now even. Anybody here who has worked for special needs? Anyone here who's worked in Camp Simcha, who's worked in Chaverim, who's worked in any of these incredible, and Hask, any of these camps? What happens? You sort of are able, somehow you're able to lift yourself up out of your own world. You're able to lift yourself up out of your own world, and you're able to do for someone else. You're able to live for something greater than yourself. When a person, I remember someone came to me once, he was in Camp Chaverim, and he came to me, he was one of the guys in Yeshiva, and he came to me and he says, I don't get it. He says, I just spent 6 weeks, 6 weeks is Chaverim, right? I spent 6 weeks up early, taking care of this person. Back and forth, blah, 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 blah. I didn't have 1 second to think about myself. He says, so what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So you know what I told him? I said, that's the healthiest thing in the world. It's the healthiest thing in the world not to have time to think about yourself. So someone's going to ask, oh, it's a stira. But I thought I'm supposed to go ahead and think about myself. So know what the answer to that is? Just push up shot? Yeah. You come to Shir for a half hour. We talk about thinking about yourself. You go to your therapist. How often do you go to your therapist? Once a week for 45 minutes. For an hour. Yes, you think about yourself. Maybe once a day at night before you go to sleep, you write a journal and you think about yourself. What are you doing the rest of the day? The rest of the day, you're so busy. If somebody, and this is heavy to hear, but it's something that is true. If you're spending most of your day thinking about yourself, I would question that. Why am I so in my head, right? Many people talk about that. I'm so in my head. I can't stop thinking about my problems. I can't. Maybe you got too much time to think about your problems. Maybe you're actually not able to let go. And I'm not at all judging anyone who has difficulty and has anxiety and is swept up in their own world. I'm swept up in my own world. But when you let go and you're able to live for someone, why does everyone love Binyamin Brumer so much?
That's my president.
The reason people love Binyamin, I know I'm going to pay for this. Binyamin's going to be upset at me. Binyamin Brumer, what's the attraction? The attraction is because when you're living. Yeah, besides the looks. I'll tell you what the attraction is. The attraction for other people who do and live a life that it's not just about me. They say that famous story, one of the tzaddikim, he got a letter. The guy said, I have this problem. And the tzaddik circled all the I, and he sent back the letter and he says, that's your problem. Your problem is it's all about I, it's all about me, it's all about me, it's all about I, and I got this, and I got to stop this, and I got this, and I got this, I got this. But when a person's in pain, and he's able to lose himself, what does that mean, lose myself? It means I'm able to look in the mirror and say, my today is going to be different than the me yesterday. And the way I become a different me from yesterday, is I get uncomfortable. I begin to get uncomfortable. Because when you're comfortable with who you are, and you're certainly miserable. I'm certainly miserable. Then what happens is I get stuck in my own world. I get stuck looking at myself. I get stuck analyzing myself. I get stuck with me, me, me. As opposed to saying, you know what? Am I going to get married? Am I going to learn Torah maybe for my kids? Maybe I need to teach my children. Maybe I want to get a wife who's going to be I want to marry up. So I got a lot of work to put into my life. I got a lot of work to do. I want to become someone who is honest, more honest with myself. I want to be someone who is living for a greater purpose than just myself and me and everything I'm doing. You know, it's ironic, and then I'll get to questions I see from Rav Hillel and Bensi. It's ironic that our phones, or whatever they are called, have the algorithms, which is ultimately part of the, it's a big problem. One of the problems is that you're not able to live in a world with other people. You're not able to live in a world that has acceptance of other people. Why? Because it's all about me. It's all feeding me what I want. It's not what somebody else wants. It's Avram Avinu is that person who is able to step out, to walk on a bus, and to ask the bus driver, to ask the person next to you, how are you doing? To get out of your comfort. To get out of your comfort. To go over to somebody else in a certain way that makes you greater. When you get out of yourself, when you get out of your head, when you do for other people. Avram Avinu is the most influential person probably on planet Earth in a certain way. Probably the most influential. Everybody. Monotheism. Where does that come from? It comes from doing and living for other people. I'm living with a mission. I have a mission. I'm on my motorcycle on a mission. I don't have time to get stuck in my past. I don't want to get stuck in my past. I want to reinvent myself. I want to push forward. I want to do for somebody else. I want to go do for the soldiers. I want to do for Klal Yisrael. Imagine if someone here told you that you're going to be somebody who's this great, great philanthropist. You're going to be this great, great teacher one day. You're going to be this great, great businessman who's going to invent something. You're going to do for other people. Maybe you're going to go into medicine. Maybe you're going to be a lawyer. Maybe you're going to be someone who's going to affect a businessman, a Rebbe, a tzaddik who's going to influence. It doesn't start from that. It doesn't start. Avram Avinu didn't say, okay, I want to influence. Avram Avinu said, I'm going to get out of me. I'm going to leave me. I'm going to leave me every day. Va'avraham zaken ba bayamim. Va'avraham v'sara zakenim ba'im bayamim. Every day I'm going to, again, I'm going to wake up with a freshness. I'm going to wake up and say, how can I make today better? How can I recreate myself? Oh, yesterday. Oh, last night. Oh, earlier today. Whatever happened. I'm going to learn to reinvent myself. I'm going to learn to get out of myself. To do. Why does everyone say shui? Shui. Why?
Shui.
So great. No, but let's analyze it. Yeah. Let's analyze it with the motorcycle. Shui. Right. Why does everyone? Can I tell you something? What does shui spend a lot of his day doing? Doing for other people. Yeah. Woo! Making other people. Making other people look good. Making other, yeah. Making other people look good. Ask yourself.
Four more years.
So I want to tell you something about that. Shui, it's not your goodbye party yet, but I want to say something about 4 more years. Shui, and what we're talking about right now, has nothing to do with the walls of this Beis Medrash, this campus, this yeshiva. It has to do with life. When you live your life, and let's try and open up our hearts for a second. When I'm living my life dedicated to something bigger than me, then I become great. I'm going to say that again. When I live my life dedicated to something bigger than me, as opposed to obsessed with me, as opposed to, oh, me and my problems and my this and my, when I'm able to get out of that and say, wait, maybe there's a God. Maybe there's a God in this world, and he created me for a major, major, massive purpose, and maybe that's why I suffered. The second you have that switch, then maybe something is different. The second that Avram Avinu is sitting there in the most incredible pain, and he says, I'm not here on this world for me. I'm on this world for somebody else, for something else, for something bigger. Where is my wife? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Where is my wife? Where is my wife? What type of family am I going to build? What is that? That's already getting out of you. That's getting out of your pain. That's getting out of your darkness. That's getting out of your small-mindedness. Rafil Bentz, you want to go as before you or you're done? I answered or?
At first it was a question and then the second
was. You good?
It's important to realize the difference between being comfortable with yourself and loving yourself. Because being comfortable is extremely limiting.
Yes.
And loving yourself could be anywhere.
Beautiful. I like that. I like that. Very good. I like that a lot. What Bensi's saying is that there's being comfortable with yourself, being comfortable with what you're doing, and then there's loving yourself. And people, I think, mix that up. And you know, it's funny that you say that. The more uncomfortable you get, and Bensi, you could, I'm sure, to explain this to everybody, when you're working out, that's the ultimate being uncomfortable. It's the ultimate being uncomfortable is when you're pushing, right? After you're at your max, and then you have to push even further. That's the most
uncomfortable, but you end up loving that. Why do you love that? The reason everybody loves that is because they just got out of their limit. The excitement of working out and then pushing yourself beyond the limit, pushing yourself to get up in the morning, pushing yourself not to look at something, pushing yourself in whatever area everybody knows to push themselves. The second you do that, you love yourself more. You respect yourself more. The second you get out of your comfort zone, the second you switch your brain and you say, maybe I'm going to go ahead and do something different today than I did yesterday. What's the line? The line is, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. Again, you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. If you want to get something different, you got to do something different. You got to think something different. You have to experience something different. And many times we block ourselves. That's why, Yussel, it's lose yourself. The reason it's lose yourself is because we have trouble. All of us have trouble. All of us, myself included. And the older you get, the harder it is. These are the days. These are the days when you're 18, 19, 20. These are the days where you're able to let go of yourself more. You're able to let go of yourself more. How many guys come to yeshiva and in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you see a major transformation? Why? Why do you see a major transformation? The reason there's a major transformation is because the whole purpose of being here, the whole purpose of being here, the whole purpose of being on this planet, the whole purpose of being on this planet is we begin one way and we end another way. You begin this way. They say that's the reason that there's Bris Milah. Why is there Bris Milah? One of the reasons it's brought down that there's Bris Milah is to show us that we're here in this world to make a fix, to change. This is not who I want to be. This is not what I want to be. People think that that's a depressing thought to say, this is not who I want to be. It's the most liberating thought to think, I want to be different. I want to change. I want to get out of me. I want to lose myself. I don't want to know who I was yesterday. I don't want to, every day to say, how can I be different today? What can I do different today? How can I change today? What can I push myself a little bit more? A little bit more. Yes, Rav Hillel, and then Ellie, and then we'll wrap up.
So, first of all, I think many times when you're getting out of yourself and you're going to the big world or whatever, so many times that could be, first of all, it could be a mistake. And second, when a person is stuck in himself, so I think that's just a symptom of his pain. I mean, what can you do differently or better? That's just a symptom. He's in pain or whatever, and he's focused on himself. And many times, I know people that, like, in order to deal with their pain, so they forgot about themselves, and they got out there and did other projects and other things in order to forget about their pain.
Right.
So what's the balance?
Right. So that's why I said the code dependent. Right. That's. I think that for this derech for now, I think it's okay to get out of yourself and do a big project. And then hopefully you'll have the right people in your life when you're doing a big project that will help you sort of balance out. Yeah, exactly. I'm not so worried about anybody here getting lost and not worried. I think it would be good for everybody here to get lost. And I don't know if you guys know Shalom Coco. So Shalom's a guy. Shalom's a person. Shalom. Shalom's a person. Yeah. Right, what's your first name? Chaim? Chaim. So Shalom's name is Chaim. It's Chaim. Life. Anyone who knows Shalom, Shalom's a guy who gets up. He's a doer. He's doing. He's doing big stuff. Big avodas. You know? Yeah. And if you speak to Shalom, the big avodas are not about himself. It's about something bigger than him. So Shalom, we might have to pull him in to calm him down. But it's, you're not, it's not gonna, you're not gonna succeed, because he's on a mission. He's on a mission. He's on a mission. And when you're on a mission, you could be in pain and you could be suffering, but you'll accomplish your mission. So Rav Hillel, you are right that a person needs to make sure that he's not, you know, escaping. But I'm not worried about anybody. The escape of an 18, 19, 20-year-old or the chevra is not the escape of doing so much projects. It's the escape of being me, too much that I'm stuck, that I don't believe that I could do more. Yes, Ellie.
So when one is, let's say, about pain and, like, let's say, depressed, how do you clearly don't have a team of being in service of others? So how do you dock in that place?
Yeah, that's hard. Depends how depressed you are. If a person's really, really depressed, so it could be it's too late, even though it's never too late, but yeah, meaning you got to get it. You got to get out before you're depressed. If somebody's too depressed, it's hard. It's a big problem. I'm saying it's a big problem. When someone's depressed, it's a big problem. It's important to do and do and do and help and help and help. And like Rav Hillel is saying, if you're healing whatever it is, then that's good also. But I'm saying once a guy is stuck in his own life, in his own head, it's very hard to get out of that. Very hard. It's never, nothing's ever lost. Ain yir shpailim klal, right? Right. Yes, we know.
No, my rabbi used to say a lot.
Yeah.
If a person is depressed, just go over and say, "Can you help me move my couch?"
Right, right. And then he won't be depressed. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's learn Shmir. Yeah, let's learn halacha.
It's your chance.
We're doing a halacha, quick halacha, Shmir Salashin. Avak Lashon Hara is speech that hints at something negative or instigates the listener to speak Lashon Hara. Even if you don't explicitly speak Lashon Hara, but hint at something. I don't even want to tell you what he did. To answer a question by replying, "I can't tell you it's Lashon Hara," is also Avak Lashon Hara. The biggest Avak Lashon Hara usually is asking a question. Asking, how was the meal? How was the food? How was your Shabbos? Meaning you can ask how your Shabbos was. How were the hosts? How was this? How was that? Because you're leading up, you're alley-ooping something for Lashon Hara. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life.